The ubiquitous A9 Mini Wi-Fi camera, in its seemingly many forms, is a compact, budget-friendly smart surveillance device, often seen for as low as $1 USD as a welcome deal on sites like AliExpress. Positioned as a security camera, baby monitor, spy cam, camcorder, it is often advertised by sellers as being 4K, having night vision / infrared, AI, motion detection. It can usually be said that one or more of these claims is false, or at best, exaggerated. The device that is the subject of this post is listed with these sell points on Ali. Xiaomi Mini Camera 4K Wireless Wi-Fi Remote Camera, 4K Ultra Clear Image Quality. Capture every detail with 4K resolution, ensuring clear and vivid footage even in low light. Wi-Fi IPAP Flexible Connection. Seamless connectivity with multiple modes, Wi-Fi, IP, or AP, for uninterrupted monitoring. Intelligent mobile detection. High-precision motion sensors trigger alerts, reducing false alarms and enhancing security. Portable design with magnetic base. Easily place the camera in any corner with its magnetic base, saving space and ensuring flexibility. Long-term battery life. Reliable performance with a large capacity battery, ensuring worry-free operation. I am immediately skeptical about it being 4K and having anything to do with Xiaomi. My device was sourced from Ali. Here I'll now start by documenting the packaging and device before diving into the internals. Subsequent posts will detail the pairing app user experience, as well as providing real images and videos created by the device. Line B5EDE466B2. The box for this came marked with reference to Shenzhen Pinmei Technology Co. Ltd. Inside, we see a 2MB BK72529481 datasheet. From TX1 at 151200 baud. On one side are pads labeled TDI and TDO, accessible with camera ribbon removed. TMS and TCK are not so obvious. TCK and TMS are these two. I will later attempt SPI dump using these four pads as well as UART backup. PCB text, INO IPC A9V2.4. I have not found FCC submissions for this device or company. From RX1 TX1 Easy Flasher reads in BK7252 mode, but this skips bootloader. It also reads in N mode, which covers the whole 2 MB. Maybe BK7252N is more like BK7231N. It also seems to have a ROM code like N. Maybe EF needs to have separate BK7252U and BK7252N modes. Maybe EF could have chip detect and it select the right mode if known? BK7252N chip ID equals 0x7252A. BK Phil is also happy with BK7252N, where it wasn't interested in the older BK7252U. Flash ID is familiar EB6015, and COEF in eFuse is 00E46D00, 00E46D00, 00E46D00. I propose a split of BK7252U and N folders in flash dumps. If accepted, my backups will land in. That's it for tonight with this cam.